Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, police in Scotland have confirmed that they are following a positive line of inquiry into the murder of a West Donegal woman. Donegal County Council has begun a review of its winter maintenance programme to examine the implication of including routes to all schools on the list. The DUP's executive is meeting this evening as it contemplates a possible return to power sharing in Northern Ireland, and a Letterkenny business owner says theft has become a major issue in the town. These stories in full plus more. Oisin Kelly will be live with all the latest in sport coming up at around 5:15. First in news, police in Scotland have confirmed that they are following a positive line of inquiry into the murder of a West Donegal woman. 61-year-old Anne Call, who had been living in Scotland, was found with serious injuries at a flat in Rutherglen on December 22nd. Michaela Clark has more.
Police in Scotland have reissued an appeal for information as the investigation into the death of Anne Call continues. The 61-year-old was found with serious injuries at a flat on Newfield Place in Rutherglen at around 12:45am on Friday, December the 22nd, 2023. She was pronounced dead at the scene. House-to-house inquiries have been carried out to establish Anne's final movements. Detective Chief Inspector Lindsay Waters says police are fully committed to tracing the person or people responsible as soon as possible. Their inquiry team are following a positive line of inquiry. She believes that the answer to the investigation lies within the community and that any small piece of information could prove vital. Anyone with information in relation to Ms. Call's death is asked to come forward.
Donegal County Council has begun a review of its winter maintenance programme to examine the implementations of including routes to all schools on the list. At November's budget meeting, members agreed that schools should be prioritised after an earlier agreement to include an extra 125 kilometres onto the gridding routes. Road Service Director Brian Cannon told members a number of factors have to be carefully considered and reports will be presented to members at MD level. The issue was raised by Councillor Jack Murray.
Hopefully this will be benefit to every corner of the county, but I know most locally in my own area the likes of the Ilies National School and Bridgend National School are not included on the winter gridding route, and when that happens, when buses can't get to those schools, we know that first of all children will miss out on a day or more of education, but also it can impact then on hundreds of families where parents then can't go to work that day. They may have to stay at home and care for the children for the day. That could then have a knock-on effect in businesses and throughout the county, so it has huge ramifications when a school closes. So I've asked that we would prioritise and endeavour to prioritise all roads in front of schools in the winter gridding session. Well, hopefully that review will take place as soon as possible.
We hear time and time again that Donegal is the forgotten county and we don't want rural Donegal to further suffer.
Absolutely not. And Donegal, I guess, the highest road network per head of population, so we do have a huge piece of work to do. And I think at this moment in time 18% of the roads are covered by the winter gridding schedule, but I think we can go just that little bit extra, those handful of schools that are left out and where the closure of the schools becomes a regular occurrence each winter. We don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that our schools can continue to operate during the cold spell. So I know we're not out of the cold spell just yet. There will be more wintry weather coming, but hopefully when we get this review as soon as possible, we'll ensure that these schools won't have to close in future.
The DUP's executive is meeting this evening as it contemplates a possible return to power sharing in Northern Ireland. An email invitation says leader Geoffrey Donaldson will provide a detailed update on the current political situation. The Stormont Assembly collapsed almost 2 years ago when the DUP withdrew in protest over post-Brexit trade rules. Jim Allister, leader of the Traditional Unionist Voice Party, says a return from the DUP would be a landmark moment.
Well, there's no doubt that unionism has reached a defining moment. The lead party of unionism, the DUP, has a big decision to make. If it decides to return to Stormont, it is doing much more than that. It is deciding to accept and take ownership, in effect, of the protocol.
Letterkenny business owner says theft has become a major issue in the town. It's after two women entered Simpson's Letterkenny yesterday and filled a trolley before fleeing the store and making off in a red Skoda Jeep at around 4 p.m. Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are continuing. The shop's owner, Marie Carlin, says better enforcement is needed to apprehend those responsible for thefts from local businesses.
There was two female shoppers entered the shop and they proceeded to go around the shop with a trolley and put goods in the trolley. The staff were being vigilant, but it was a very busy time. The first opportunity they got, we have an in and out system. One of the girls got the door open and they got the trolley out the door and down the car park and proceeded to put the goods into their car without paying for the goods. They took the number plates off the car so that we couldn't get a number plate.
And this is very difficult, particularly for yourselves and other similar businesses, local independent businesses being targeted in this way. Do you see this an issue right across the town?
I believe it is an issue across the town. It's just getting worse and worse. Over the last few months, there's been a lot of incidents and the guards are doing their best to get to the bottom of this, but these people are being taken to court and they're coming up with all sorts of problems and prosecution just is not happening. They just seem to be getting away with it and just constantly reoffending.
Irish exporters and businesses are being reminded of new post-Brexit rules coming into effect. From Wednesday, the first phase of goods checked affecting Ireland will begin in Britain, with the second phase expected in April and the third by October. Exports from Ireland will now be subject to the same system that has been in place for other EU goods since January 2022. Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, outlines what's required.
This deals with the documentation. Exporters will have to have their documentation lodged and so forth, and British imports will have to identify the products that they're importing, and there will be obligations on the agri-food sector to be well prepared.
The SDLP is planning to boycott St. Patrick's Day celebrations at the White House over the war in Gaza. Party leader Colm Eastwood says he cannot in good conscience attend the celebration events due to the US response to the Israel-Gaza war. However, the party says it will be sending a delegation to Washington DC in March to engage with senior lawmakers to appeal for a ceasefire and to end the violence. Colm Eastwood says taking part in the traditional St. Patrick's Day events while the war is ongoing doesn't send the right message.
We're thinking about 26,000 people in Gaza have been wiped off the face of the earth by the Israeli government, and it just doesn't seem right to me to be drinking Guinness and celebrating in the White House, given the fact that the American administration could do a lot more, in my view, to put an end to this genocide.
Meanwhile, the Justice Minister says boycotting White House events on St. Patrick's Day won't help bring a ceasefire in Gaza. Helen McEntee says the government could put its relationship with the US government in jeopardy if it rejects an invitation to meet the US President. Minister McEntee says it's important to keep the lines of communication with the US open.
I don't think cutting ourselves off, I don't think expelling ambassadors, I don't think refusing to talk to people is the right thing to do here, because it actually doesn't help anybody. If the people that call them and potentially others who are calling for us to not go to the White House or elsewhere, people they want to help will not be helped in any way if we cut ourselves off and don't engage and don't state the case to try and bring about that ceasefire.
PSNI in Derry have seized a number of suspected drugs and made an arrest over the weekend. Sean O'Regan has the details.
Officers of the Waterside Neighbourhood Policing Team discovered suspected Class A, B and C drugs along with drug-related paraphernalia during a property search in the Dungiven Road area on Saturday last. A 35-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of a number of drug-related offences. These included possession of Class A, B and C controlled drugs, possession of a Class B controlled drug with intent to supply and being concerned in the supply of a Class B controlled drug. He was subsequently released on bail to allow for further police inquiries. A PSNI spokesperson said as inquiries continue with this case, they wish to appeal to anyone who has concerns surrounding drugs in their area to call 101, adding that something that may seem insignificant could make all the difference.
50 lambs have been stolen from land in County Derry. The Texel and Suffolk bred ewe lambs, which have orange markings, are reported to have been taken from a field on the Teignacht Road in Clawdy sometime between 7pm on Thursday last and 7am on Friday morning. Constable Holden says this is a significant financial loss to the owner, and police say a trailer would have been required to transport the lambs. They're appealing to anyone who noticed any suspicious activity to contact them. Another crash has led to further calls for safety measures to urgently be installed on the Rahan Road in Letterkenny. In recent days, a car went off the road in the Rahan-Lestack Junction. There has been a noted increase in the traffic on the route due to long traffic delays experienced while works are being carried out on the four-lane road, the main artery into Letterkenny. Donegal Aintu representative Mary T. Sweeney says a digital traffic count and a feasibility study needs to be carried out. She says the rise in larger vehicles on the road is also concerning.
We've had multiple incidents of accidents, especially at the junction here at Lestack, where cars have actually gone off the road and there's quite a steep drop into the field. And it really needs reviewed by the council, because somebody is going to get very seriously injured if this continues. And there's a few other areas on the Ram Road that are very tight, very difficult for two vehicles to pass because of the increase in traffic on this road.
This road in question has become very busy given the delays that were being experienced on the four-lane road in Letterkenny. So this does need to be catered for and an assessment needs to be carried out on it.
I would agree. I would think that, you know, it would be common sense to look at how much traffic is using this, to do a digital count of the traffic using this road as a shortcut into Letterkenny. And what's even more concerning is the number of big articulated lorries or full big buses that have started to come in this way. And I think really it might be their sat-nav is directing it, because it is the shortest route into Letterkenny.
Senior Irish and British diplomats have met with authorities in India to discuss an early conclusion to the trial into the murder of Bunkrana woman Danielle McLaughlin. The 27-year-old was killed in March 2017 in Goa. Vigit Bhagat's trial, the man charged with Miss McLaughlin's murder, has been ongoing now for almost 7 years. The Irish and British diplomats met on January 19th as part of continued engagement on the case. The time is now approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with soccer, and Roman McLaughlin has signed a deal to join Shelburne ahead of the new Women's Premier Division season. The Donegal native, who was most recently playing her trade in Denmark, has 11 Ireland caps. McLaughlin had a previous stint at Shells in 2017 and 2018. Mikel Arteta says he's upset by stories linking him to the manager's role at Barcelona. The Arsenal boss has been spoken of as a potential successor to Xavi, who will step down at the end of the season. Arteta says such stories are baseless.
I don't know where it's coming from, and it's totally untrue. I'm really upset about it. He has no source, he's got nothing, and I think we have to be very cautious when you talk about personal things, to put it in the way that it was put yesterday.
There's likely to be plenty of Irish involvement in tonight's FA Cup fourth round tie at Ewood Park. Blackburn face League Two side Wrexham. Kick-off theirs at 7:45. A home tie with Newcastle is the prize for the winners. In rugby, Ireland have no new injury concerns ahead of Friday's opening game of their Six Nations defence. All 37 members of the travelling party took part in today's session in the Algarve. Ireland begin their campaign against France and Marseille on Friday night. To Gaelic Games, Donegal began life in Division 2 off the Allianz National Football League with a comfortable 120-26 victory over Cork and Ballybuffet yesterday. They now go to Game 2 against Cavan away on Sunday afternoon with a victory under their belt. Ryan McHugh said it was a good 2 points.
120 in tough conditions, so it was, you know. I suppose the performance we put in the second half, especially against a really stiff breeze, we'd be extremely delighted with that. Like everything, going to have stuff to work on, get back on Tuesday or Wednesday night, whatever, we get back and reassess things and get ready for Cavan next weekend. But we come up here today, and I suppose the first game of the league for every team, not just Donegal, but there's a wee bit of unknown. You're not sure what players are going to play, how teams are going to set up and different stuff. So we're delighted just to get over the line and get the 2 points.
And there'll be more Donegal GA talk tonight on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney. His guests will be new Kilcare manager Michael Hegarty, sports editor of the Donegal News Ryan Ferry, Liddy's pundit Maureen O'Donnell and Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann, all on the DL debate tonight on air just after the 7 o'clock news, and will be podcasted later on highlandradio.com. Well, elsewhere in the leagues yesterday, in Division 1, Tyrone are up and running with a victory thanks to a 4-point win over Roscommon. Dara Canavan was the man of the match yesterday. Here's his manager, Brian Duher.
Yes, like we know what Dara can do, and Dara is an exceptional footballer, but it's apart from the finishing ability, it's everything else about him too, and his work rate and everything. It's just his application, and you know, he's just a joy to have around a panel, and today he done what we know he can do.
In golf, Tyrrell Hatton looks set to be the latest big name to join LIV Golf. It's reported today the world number 16 will be announced by the Saudi-backed league this week. Hatton had entered this week's Pebble Beach Pro-Am on the PGA Tour, but he's now likely to feature at the LIV event in Mexico instead. Finally, to figure skating. Russian figure skater Kamila Kaliva has been banned for 4 years by a court of arbitration for sport. She tested positive for a banned substance prior to the 2022 Winter Olympics while still only 15 years of age, but was allowed to compete in Beijing. Cass has backdated her ban to December 2021, and Vileva will be allowed to compete at the 2026 Winter Games, which will take place in Italy. And that's your sport for the moment. Don't forget DL debate tonight later after the 7 news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Aisling. Donegal County Council is being urged to do more to support households who are disposing of rubbish responsibly. Councillor Patrick McGowan says he is concerned about the ongoing illegal dumping taking place across the country, which the council has acknowledged. He says under the new Climate Action Plan being developed by council, resources need to be put in place to ensure waste management is not privatised. Councillor McGowan believes initiatives underway in other parts of the country would be hugely beneficial to Donegal.
There's obviously going to be a new strategy has to be adopted by the county, and again this came up at our MD. While we're very well aware of the pressures now on farming and the whole thing about environment and sustainability and so on, and everything's really affected by it. But come back down, particularly on waste management, I am still concerned about the, what appears to me it looks like it's going to be a monopoly, like that council's no longer anything to do with waste management. And to me, there seems to be less and less local firms dealing with waste management. It's been highly regulated, and you have these large national and international firms coming in and taking over, and eventually they'll be contacted to one or the other. Normally what happens then, it's just the price goes through the roof. You have to have a proper waste management plan. But I would like to see targeting the people that are not putting out bins at all, the people that we know it's as bad as ever up around our woods and rivers, and they have a lot of rubbish being dumped. There's also other initiatives, Firm and Galway, that will take their mattresses but don't collect in Donegal. It's too far away. I think our county council should be collecting the mattresses and delivering them down there. You know, there's a lot of things we can be doing, and so I want to ensure that people will be able to afford to put out their bins. If it's pay by go or pay by week, and a lot of people in Donegal are doing by pay by go. They put out a green bin once a month, and the following month they might put out a brown bin, and that does it. They're being responsible, they're paying their way. I'm afraid just this pay by week and putting in brown bins and other bins, it'll be monopolised, and then the price then will just go through the roof.
Irish truck drivers are being offered €25,000 to smuggle illegal immigrants into the country. The Irish Road Haulage Association says truckers are being targeted every day by traffickers and stowaways. It's claimed offers between €5,000 and €25,000 are being made. Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh says greater checks need to be carried out.
Terrifying, and it's ultimately important that we have stronger actions in these ports and as people are moving, so that obviously our hauliers are also being protected, that they're not under coercive control to travel with people, and that we just end this, end the movement of people in these such dire straits. What we have too is EU citizens being moved within the EU under human trafficking, as well as those coming from outside of the EU. So it's multiple forms of movement of people.
There's a major cost burden on families affected by the defective concrete block crisis, according to the MICA Action Group. It isn't surprised, only 43 homeowners in Donegal impacted by defective blocks have been able to get full grants. Figures obtained by Deputy Owen O'Brien show thousands of homeowners have yet to apply to the Enhanced Defective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. MICA Action Group Chair Lisa Hone says there's too much bureaucracy in applying for it.
The processing is really, really slow. Homeowners are literally mired in paperwork and red tape. There's been very, very significant delays in terms of how the scheme has been implemented right from the initial scheme and then the subsequent revised scheme. So it's no surprise at all that the numbers are very low. There is a cost burden because despite the government's rhetoric that it is 100%, it is clearly not. There is a cost burden because of caps, exclusions. There's also a cost burden with regard to cash flow because this is a grant scheme. And the onus is on the homeowner to have several thousands of euros at their disposal up front. So they have to commit to the money. They have to pay out the money.
Donegal County Council have issued a gritting notice for all Donegal winter maintenance designated gritting routes. Gritting will begin at 6 o'clock this evening and drivers are urged to assume that no road is ice free. Having a look now to weather, tonight will be dry and mostly clear, but with frost and icy patches, cold with lowest temperatures of -2 to +2 degrees in light northwesterly winds. Tuesday will begin crisp with frost and ice clearing, dry across most areas for the day with low winter sunshine and just light southwest breezes. Tomorrow will bring highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. To conclude this evening's headlines, police in Scotland have confirmed they are following a positive line of inquiry into the murder of a West Donegal woman. Donegal County Council has begun a review of its winter maintenance programme to examine the implications of including routes to all schools on the list. The DUP's executive is meeting this evening as it contemplates a possible return to power sharing in Northern Ireland. And a Letterkenny business owner says theft has become a major issue in the town. That's all for now from Highland Radio News, back again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, January 29th. The death has occurred of Benny Porter, Letterkenny Road, Lifford, County Donegal. Benny will be reposing at his late residence in Lifford from 6 o'clock this evening for wake and all day tomorrow. Funeral from his late residence on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlough for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on clonleyparish.com. The death has taken place of John Alcorn Moyle View Milford, reposing at the residence of his son Declan and Cosh Alcorn Cheerhoman Milford from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral service on Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Fannet Presbyterian Church, Kerrykeel. Burial afterwards in Milford Presbyterian Cemetery. Funeral service can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer Society of Ireland, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of John Sweeney, John the Chef, of Milford and Lunya Derrybeg, originally from Drogheda. Remains are en route from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest Mountaintop, going to the family home in Lunya. House private this evening and on the morning of the funeral to family only. Wake tomorrow and Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg. Interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Michael Melly, Cullion Letchermack Award and formerly from Findhown. Michael's remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home this afternoon with rosary at 8 o'clock. Removal to his own home tomorrow in Letchermack Award, where family and neighbours are welcome. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon in St Bridget's Church, Letchermack Award, with interment afterwards in Kilvreegis Cemetery. House is private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Patrick McGarvey, Paddy, Barnes Lower Terman. Patrick's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow, going to St Columba's Church, Terman, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Neil Bathin, Farran 2 Oakfield Court, Buncrana. Funeral from McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Buncrana, tomorrow morning at 9:40 a.m. Going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. The death has taken place of Danny McAleer, 4 Brownhill Park, Glenmornan, formerly of Dunamana. Funeral is en route from Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, going to St Patrick's Church, Killina, Dunamana. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.